Wisdom from where? Mark chapter 6, verses 2b through 3. The NIV version reads, "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. The people of Nazareth were in an uproar in their minds. There was no way that Jesus could be speaking with such authority. He was speaking on a level they had never heard before. Jesus' words were not the monotonous repetition of the law. They were soul-stirring, life-changing. If that wasn't enough, Jesus was performing miracles. Since the gospel writers made no mention of him after the 12-year-old Jesus' temple visit, we assume that Joseph was dead at the time of Jesus' teaching on this Sabbath. Otherwise, as one of the men of the community, Joseph would have been present to hear his stepson. Those witnessing Jesus' ministry mockingly referred to him as a carpenter because of his lack of formal learning. If that weren't bad enough, they referred to Jesus as Mary's son. It was customary to refer to children by their father's name. We can only assume they chose to use his mother's name because some knew that Joseph wasn't Jesus' father. We should note that the negative reaction of these people is proof positive that folks in the present day church did not just start being mean to their fellow congregants. They even included Jesus' siblings. Since they had been mocking him, we must assume they mentioned Jesus' siblings as a further act of ridicule. It could have been that his siblings had not attained a certain level of stature in the community or were just guilty by association. We know that James became the leader of the church in Jerusalem and wrote the epistle that bears his name. Many Bible scholars accept Judas as the author of the Epistle of Jude. We know nothing more about his other brothers and not even the names of his sisters. When we sum up the reactions of Jesus' hometown crowd, we can only reach one conclusion. They were highly offended at Jesus in their minds. He was parading as a rabbi. Question, what do you think? What are some traditions held by people today that Jesus' teachings may strongly challenge?